Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The processes of the brain are still a scientific mystery. But experiments conducted by Mohamed Kobesi, associate professor of neurology at George Washington University, are helping us move toward a greater understanding of consciousness.
The history of mapping brain function is truly intriguing. Initially, the area that makes it possible for us to speak was characterized in the left frontal lobe by Paul Broca. This was followed by characterization of other language areas and motor areas. Unlike motor function or language, however, consciousness is a complicated concept whose mere definition is still unclear. The brain is a complex system that consists of interacting networks, and consciousness is believed to result from the neural activity within and among brain networks that are widely distributed in the cerebral cortex as well as the brain stem. Our research has revealed that there is one area of the brain whose electrical stimulation can result in global disruption of consciousness. A patient had an electrode implanted for evaluation of intractable epilepsy in a region known as the claustrum. Electrical stimulation resulted in immediate arrest of volitional behavior, blank staring, and inability to react or remember. As soon as the stimulation ended, she resumed her baseline activities, unaware of what had happened during the stimulation. The therapeutic implications of this finding will extend beyond treating epilepsy or coma. The function of the claustrum was hypothesized to be in binding different sensory input into what we perceive as a single experience. Therefore, even disorders like schizophrenia may be related to dysfunction of the claustrum, which is the control center that coordinates many sensory and limbic networks. The finding will open the road for numerous lines of research on consciousness and other disorders, including ones of thought and perception.
That was Mohamed Kobesi of George Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.